Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: Walking as Children of God. Chapter 3. What a Christian essentially is in Christ Jesus. In the previous chapter, we highlighted one of the most sublime characteristics of the love with which the Heavenly Father loved us, for it is crucial that a Christian always has this love and the appropriate understanding of its greatness before one's eyes so as not to despise or belittle such a high manifestation of God in one's favor. Nevertheless, here, we would like to point out once again that this very high love, among its various purposes, contains a unique or special purpose. The love that the Heavenly Father has for those who receive the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives is not limited to the love of a good and righteous Lord for His servants or His collaborators, just as the love of the Heavenly Father is also not limited to the love between friends, although He might consider those who believe in Him as such. The Heavenly Father's type of love for those saved in Christ is the love of a father for his children. Therefore, understanding more deeply what it means and what it implies to be a child of God also directly increases the perspective of understanding the greatness of God's love, for each of these points is closely linked to the other. What does it mean, then, for an individual to become a child of God? How can we reach a broader and more appropriate understanding of such a noble condition? The more we know about the condition of children of God, granted by heavenly love to those who receive Christ as Lord in their hearts, the more we can advance in understanding the extent of the Heavenly Father's love. And one of the first aspects in which we would like to delve into the knowledge of the new condition of being a child of God is that it inevitably changes the condition of who a person is. To be a child of God is to enter into a new condition of existence. And this, so that from this new condition of who a person becomes, one also starts to live and walk in this newness of life. Whoever receives Christ receives newness of life within oneself, the new inner man, or the made alive spirit, and, therefore, is made a new creature because of what was granted to him or her. However, what we are seeking to highlight here is that all these aspects are directly related to the condition of being made a child of God that a person begins to have when one receives Christ in one's heart, for the scriptures call someone who is a new creature in the Lord also as one who is born of God, as follows. John 1:12-13. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. 1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The way in which a person can receive Christ and, through him, the newness of life in the Spirit of the Lord is described more fully in the theme The New Creature in Christ Jesus. For this reason, we will not deal with this aspect in the current subject. However, what we would like to emphasize here once again is that the act of being saved and the act of being made a child of God are inseparable, and if one occurs, the other also occurs. In Christ Jesus, a saved person also receives a new condition of who one is. In Christ Jesus, a person receives the status of a child of God Most High and of being part of the family of those who are saved through faith in Christ Jesus. Through faith in Christ Jesus, in addition to the great redemption from a life subject to sin, the condemning laws of Moses and the like, to death, and darkness, a person comes to have in the Lord the position of a child of God and to be able to live and walk in the new condition of child that one receives from the Lord. Galatians 3:26. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:19. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Returning to the text of 1 John 12, we can see that the word right used in this verse refers to the word authority, Greek word exousia. That is, to all those who receive Christ, to those who believe in him as the Son of God sent by the Heavenly Father, God grants the right, the authority, the legitimate condition, and the power to be able to be children of God, who already come to have this condition when they receive Christ as Lord of their lives. So, there is a vast difference between a person receiving something that adds to the other things one already has or receiving something that changes who one is and gives an individual the right to live a new life condition that one did not previously have. Therefore, the most significant changes in a person's life are not only in what one receives, but in what one becomes because of what one receives. In Christ Jesus, a Christian is called to serve or worship God, to present oneself to God as an instrument of his righteousness, to pray on behalf of all people in the world, and to act as the salt of the earth and the light of the world. However, none of this aims to overcome the primary condition of being a child of God to which God calls each person through salvation in Christ Jesus, for it is mainly associated with the aspect of being children of God that the Lord calls each Christian to walk according to the heavenly will in the present world, as the following text also teaches us. Ephesians 5, 1-2. Therefore be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. And when the Lord Jesus declared the words of the first text below, did he not do so in reference to a person necessarily needing to be made as a child of God to be able to enter the kingdom of God, just like the Lord, at another time and according to the second text below, declared that anyone who is not born of the Spirit of God cannot see or enter the kingdom of God? Matthew 18, 3. And said, assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. John 3, 3-7. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again.